ദിസ് ഈസ് വേൾഡ് ലൂത്രൻ ന്യൂസ് ഡൈജസ്റ്റ്. ഇത് ലോക ലൂത്രൻ വാർത്താ പരിപാടിയാകുന്നു.
Dr. Balai Olam is with the Seminary of the Ethiopian Evangelical Church Makane Yesus. Lutheranism has been in Ethiopia for more than a century, although Christianity in Ethiopia goes back centuries. The Bible makes note of geographical features in Ethiopia in the book of Genesis.
Well, truly, you know, the river of Gihon that surrounds the Kush that is written in the Genesis is the land of Ethiopia.
Dr. Balai proudly notes that the Bible even mentions Ethiopia before it speaks of Israel.
Ethiopia is mentioned in the Bible before Israel.
The first Lutheran missionaries to Ethiopia came from several different countries in Northern Europe.
With that, when the missionaries established Makane Yesus as an indigenous church, they were the American Lutheran Mission, the Swedish Mission, the Germans and the Norwegians and the Danish.
Life was hard and dangerous for these early missionaries. Some paid for their faith with their lives and are buried in Ethiopian soil.
Then they established this school also, the Makane Yesus Seminary. With that, they sent us missionaries who were very valuable, who have paid their lives, not only resources. Some of our missionaries have really got buried in Ethiopia, died. They gave their lives. So I'm always thankful to the missionaries who have come to Ethiopia to help us establish the Church of Jesus Christ.
But the tree of faith they planted had deep roots. Dr. Balai says that his church maintains its missionary tradition, that it is a church of people rather than buildings.
When the church was established as a mission church, what it means is physically we are a missionary church that reach out. In not church of buildings, it's a church of people reaching out and bringing in more believers.
Its efforts in spreading the good news is bearing fruit. Today, the Ethiopian Evangelical Church Makane Yesus is the largest Lutheran body in the world.
The Ethiopian Evangelical Church Makane Yesus is today the largest Lutheran body on earth and also the fastest growing Lutheran church.
Nearly 7 million Ethiopians now call themselves Lutherans.
We have over 6,800,000 members today, over 10,000 congregations, established over 24 synods across Ethiopia alone.
Ethiopia itself is one of the most populous countries in Africa.
Today, we have over 90 million population in Ethiopia. Ethiopia has become the second largest African country after Nigeria.
It's fiercely independent. Except for a brief period just before and during World War II, when it was occupied by fascist Italy, Ethiopia was free of foreign domination. The nation of Ethiopia has faced many problems in the past, from communist dictators to natural disasters. As a result, many Ethiopians left the country seeking better lives for themselves and their families. Dr. Balai says the Ethiopian church followed these people to their new homelands to minister to their spiritual needs.
Then we have the Ethiopian Evangelical Church in diaspora here in the United States, in Europe, and in Australia.
The Ethiopian church is still growing and attracting new members every year.
Every year there is over 100,000 new members added to the church.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, in 2013, we had 314,000 new members that came to the church.
As was mentioned, the Ethiopian church is missionary in nature and eager to spread the gospel. He says the Ethiopian people are ready and eager to hear the good news.
Well, I don't know. The Lord alone knows that. But humanly speaking, I see that there is a window of opportunity in Ethiopia where all people, you can say, are hungering for the gospel.
For a number of years, the government viciously persecuted believers. The country was ruled by a communist dictatorship between 1974 and 1991. But with the overthrow of communism, religious freedom returned to the nation.
We have history that we went through, which is communism, where many churches were closed, leaders were either killed, fled the country, imprisoned. And so we just came out of that situation 20 years back. Mm-hmm. So since then, it is like the river gates opened. The springs are filling the country, I believe.
This freedom led to a large expansion in the number of believers who joined Lutheran congregations and even formed new congregations. However, it also led to a pastor shortage.
Like I mentioned, we have over 10,000 congregations, but fully ordained and trained pastors, we have under 3,000.
Dr. Bly says he believes the number of faithful will continue growing in the future. He says the church is preparing for 5 years down the road.
Our plan in the coming 5 years is to reach to 30 million population. Mm. And so we want to train 12,000 pastors who can serve pastorally at congregation level. And then we want to train 200 professionals who can train these 12,000 pastors at MA level.
The Ethiopian Evangelical Church Mekane Yesus has a seminary and is training students.
Well, Mekane Yesus Seminary has over 5,000 students now.
The seminary has a number of programs preparing students for service.
We have different streams of programs. Distance education, we call it, taking the studies where the students are. We have a TEE, theological education by extension, for lay leaders and church workers at the same time. And then we have regular seminary site programs.
The seminary encompasses three separate schools.
At the seminary, we have three schools: School of Theology, School of Jazz Music, and the School of Leadership and Management.
That's right. One of the seminary's schools is for jazz. Dr. Bly notes that African culture contributed much to what is now called jazz.
Well, when you say African jazz, no, it comes from Africa, and Africa is Ethiopia. The source of human being is Ethiopia, don't they say it?
The Ethiopian Evangelical Church Mekane Yesus is seeking closer ties with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Ethiopian Church broke with other Lutheran bodies over the issue of sexuality.
So when we say, with Luther, here we stand, we don't compromise the truth. And we thought we were abandoned. The Lord sent LCMS to the Mekane Yesus Seminary to train our own local people. I'm very thankful.
This stand by the Ethiopian Church opened doors to the Missouri Synod, according to Dr. Al Culver, director of LCMS Church Relations.
The Missouri Synod is not in altar and pulpit fellowship with the Mekane Yesus right now. Their tradition came out of the Swedish and the American Lutheran Church that became the ELCA. And you heard that Dr. Bly said they took a stand on the truth, and that was over the matter of sexuality. Hmm. The Mekane Yesus actually asked these churches to repent for their position on homosexuality, and those churches chose not to.
Representatives of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod visited Dr. Bly's seminary and asked how the synod could help. The answer was with scholars and scholarships to help train future church leaders and pastors.
When the LCMS, Dr. Culver and Dr. Harris came to my seminary and asked me the need, I told them, the field is ripe. I need laborers. I need somebody who can train the truth, the Word of God. And they said, how many students do you want to train? At random, I said 100. There it is. But I really didn't have classrooms and offices for 100 students. All I can accommodate was 30. And they gave me a full scholarship for 30 students going to their MA program.
The path to closer cooperation between the two church bodies is open. Dr. Culver says further talks are scheduled between the LCMS and the Ethiopian Evangelical Church Makani Yesus.
We are in the process now this fall. We are going to go back to Ethiopia and begin doctrinal discussions with them to talk about doctrine and practice and how we have similarities and differences. I don't think that this will happen quickly, but the future could be that the Missouri Synod is in altar and pulpit fellowship with the Makani Yesus Church down the road.
A closer partnership with fellow Lutherans may well be in the offing. Craig D'Onofrio, World Lutheran News Digest.